What should be the difference? L'chura Abaye meant to say in both cases, you mean to sell half of the property. So it says, Ishtik, Rabbi kept quiet. So again, Zovim Minei Abaye thought the said of the locha should be really, Idiviyidi Palgum, that in both cases, you mean to give away half of the field. And you're saying over like the other half is the boundary. The Morris says, no, Ishnobaloi, it's not true. That Rav Yema Bashalmi himself said that Abaye explained to him like this, that the bein meitzer arya dimino palgo or bein meitzer arya dimino psiko, whether the person said the boundary is half of the land or the person said the boundary is a piece of the land, it depends. If he said these extra words, that these are the boundaries of this field, then palgum. Then, like he meant to give him be'ayin yofet, and he meant to sell him here for the land. But lo yomalei ilim etzanoho, if he did not specify and say these are the boundaries of the land, then tishakabin, then all he meant to sell was just a piece of land that you could plant the like tishakabin worth. That's like the smallest amount of land that's worthwhile.
That's worth to make a chalukah. When you have to have a chalukah equal, divide it up, each shuta has to receive tisha kavod. Nothing more it says, pshita. It's for sure that, oh, ma yachloik ploini b'nechosai. Like a shrimura, someone was about to die, or somebody was giving away his property, and he said, I want you to yachloik ploini, give him a chalik, yachloik, in my property, sepalga. But he meant to say, Yachlik means Lashon of give him half of my property. What about if he said, Tenu Chelik Leploini, Ben Chosai, give somebody a Chelik, a portion of my property, my, how much does he mean to give away? He doesn't explain himself. Some Ravina Bakisa, Toshma, come on, bring your proof. The tiny would learn like this. Hoi met Tenu Chelik Leploini Bebor. If somebody says, give away a portion of my bor, that's a place we have as water to drink from, the bor, the well water, he said a lashon of tenu chelik laploini, so sumcha, same as sumcha says like this, ein pochas merevia, he asks, he receives a quarter of it. In other words, because we have a suffix, what did he mean? Does the word chelik mean half? Or does it mean mamash a small amount, like mat nothing? So therefore, according to Sumchus, when it's a moment of a suffix, we say chokin. So by yes also, since we have a doubt what it means, we would give him a quarter. What about if he says lachovis, I want to give you water enough to fill up your pitcher like, then in pokos mishminis, you only have an eighth, because for a chovis, b'chlal, it's only, you don't need more than a half. And now that he said a chelik, it means a half for that. So l'chura, he means a net. So l'chura means a quarter. So we have a suffix, if he meant to give him a quarter, or come out like nothing, therefore half of that is an eighth. What about if he says, l'kdera, I want to give you water to use for your pot? Then he talks to me, yud beis, the same type of a cheshbin. You don't get more than yud beis, because the suffix now, between a sixth and nothing, and therefore you get half of that, you get a twelfth. What about l'tfiach? I say I'll give you water for a glass to drink. Then ain't pochas mishishasa. The cheshbon then comes out. You don't get less than 1/16. Also, because it's a suffix. Exactly how much did you mean to give him? And therefore, it's a moment of a suffix. We say chokin. But I'll call upon him again. What's negated to us? To oblige the suffix, we meant half or a small amount. So therefore, we give him a quarter of the property. Tana Rabban learned like this. Ben Levi Shemocha Sodel Yisrael. A Ben Levi that sold his property, sold the field to Yisrael. The Yomla, and he said to the Yisrael like this. He said to the Levi like this. The Levi said to the Yisrael, Amna Shemaiser Rishon Shali. I'll sell you this field on a condition that you have to give me back the Maiser Rishon. Kalokar is Maiser Rishon Shaloi. The Yisrael has to give his Maiser Rishon to this Levi. The Yomaloi Ilavni. Let's say you also said, I want to give it to my child. And then the moicha dies. The locher is yitain lebonav. You have to give it to his children. That was the condition. But let's say the condition was like this. Like I'm selling you this field. The Levi sold the field and he told the Israel. You own this field. You have to give me the Maaser Rishon. Then mocher, let's say that Israel sold it to somebody else. Then he himself went and bought it back again. Then the Levi has no right to get the Maaser anymore. Like the Maaser was only called the man belonged to the first to this Israel. But once he sold it to somebody else, it's not his anymore, so the first condition, the first Tanai, goes away. Now the question is, though, Amai, why does the Yisrael have to give his Maaser Rishon to the Levi? The Chur, the Klal should be something that's not in this world yet. You can't make Kinyonim, you can't be Makna. So how could I be Mechayiv myself to give the Maaser Rishon to this Levi? The Maaser Rishon was not here yet. It's Eino de Makna Dovish Loi Bolu Yoylom. So where it says, Kivun de Yom Le Amanas. Since you spoke out those extra words like you made a condition, b'shasti selling the field, if so, amanah shemaisa rishon shali, if so, the savori shiure shairei, l'mokya maiser, he meant to leave over the place of the maiser rishon, the place of the field that this produce